brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fime is going to be joining us in the third hour. He just called us. He is stuck in court fighting a constitutional law issue on state secrets. He will be on tomorrow. That happens a lot with lawyers and Congress people, congressional advisor, Ron Paul advisor, Bruce Fine. We are going to have a guest on that we had on last week because the time went so quick, so we can clear the phones out at that point and take calls, people that have questions for Jim Garrow, who has that high-level military contact, a, quote, living legend from the military, who says the military is training to confiscate our firearms. I mean, that's the litmus test. Will you fire on Americans? Well, that's publicly in the training stuff now. So, but the fact that he's a respectable guy and this individual wanted to conduit this info through him, he has some more info for us today as well. And China in the New World Order. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Rich in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Juan, how are you? I'm a long-time listener. Been with you since July of 2002. And I commend you for your great work, sir.
You bet. If people just joined us, I'm now Juan Gonzalez, so I can be exempt from all the taxes and regulations and drive and not be pulled over for no reason like a U.S. citizen.
Hey, Alex, we're 4 years away from the next inauguration of another selected president of the United States. But I think there's no time better than now to call for a Patriot plan for presidential election reform. I think, you know, we need a comprehensive look at the way elections are financed, the whole primary system. And you've spoken to a lot of people over the years. You probably have a lot more ideas than I do. You know, what's your take on that? Can we
first off, people need to have an awakening and realize whoever the system pushes in the primaries from both big parties, Republican and Democrat, is going to be a globalist. When Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan were the biggest contributors to both guys, and most of Obama's policies were actually written up by Mitt Romney. I mean, give me a break. Mitt Romney said some good things, but he was a globalist pawn. And so we have to realize that. We get 60% turnouts for national elections on average, about 8% local. Local's where you can still get in and kind of block the federal system and do some good things. We need to get foreign money out of politics. The globalists only want to pass campaign finance to restrict the small individual while empowering the offshore globalist. And we need to get integrity in the vote again. Most of the country has fraudulent electronic voting machines in place now. And there's a lot of evidence. I've had top election fraud people on, like Bev Harris. Clearly the fraud was against Perry. I mean, it was against having one of those mental Mitt Romney. I'm thinking about Perry because he's saying, let's give people back their unspent tax money, which is another fraud I'm going to talk about later. But all of that is going on. And really, it's just realizing this system's bad news. But it's also, hey, don't shut down our power plants while China gets to have three new ones a week. Hey, don't let illegal aliens be above the law. Hey, you know, just point out the corruption. And say no to it and get good sheriffs elected that won't enforce unconstitutional laws. I mean, it's a cornucopia of things. But the biggest thing is recognizing fundamentally this country's been usurped and taken over by foreign corporate interest.
In the spirit of 1776, then, Alex, I would like to see you guys, you know, all the people, all you leaders in this movement, you know, draft a document to get this thing going that we do need to get the money out of politics. You know, how about $500 per American? No more corporate financing of these campaigns and real reform of the primary. Like one or two shots at it during the election season. We don't, you know, I'm in New Jersey, Alex. When the time came for me to cast the vote in the primary, the candidate was already selected. Our illusion of democracy is a big joke here on the East Coast.
Well, you're right. It's an illusion almost everywhere now, and the corruption is just getting more intense. But morally and culturally, if we reject, see, mainline Republicans are saying we've accepted globalism, we've accepted socialism, Republicans have to get with the program to get back in office. Well, then they're just the Democratic Party. There's no point to even elect them. But that itself is a giant psyop hoax. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, since he first joined us last week, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., his information has gone viral, just millions of views on YouTube of our interview and Gary Francis' interview with him on his news program. So the good news is this information is getting out to people. So I wanted to get him back on, also take some phone calls as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, if you just joined us. The question, of course, is Obama has posed to top brass as the litmus test. Will you fire on U.S. citizens? That is the litmus test. Obama is saying to the top brass, will you fire on U.S. citizens? And again, we already have this in the new Army training manual from 2010 that I'll go over the numbers for, so you can pull it up at army.mil. You've already seen the drills out there where the military practices shooting large crowds of Americans. That's going on in the news almost every day now. The urban warfare training, you saw the gun confiscation in Katrina. You saw ABC News where they said, yeah, if you don't turn them in, we shoot an American. And the police, he says, all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed. And they're training the military to engage us under Brigade Homeland. I mean, that was in the Army Times 3.5 years ago. I've had colonels on from the Army admitting, you know, they were doing gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa, that they now run Army checkpoints in California, Tennessee. But a top retired general, a, quote, living military legend, and there's been another military legend, wink, wink, General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, has come out and said our government's arming al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. We're going into a police state. Our country's in deep trouble. He's also in the film Behold a Pale Horse that we sell with Charlie Daniels as the host of at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a side issue, but General Boykin is in that. I'm guessing it's General Boykin. Our guest will not say that's who told him this, but this is a credible guy. That's why we have Dr. Garrow back on. But I wanted him to recap, go over the basics of the gear up towards despotism. I mean, who can deny that? This is really out in the open now with our guest, and now he can also make some other points that he didn't get to last week and some new information. And, of course, he also runs PinkPagodaGirls.com. He's been over in China since 1968 with English language schools, and some of his staff, the government was trying to forcibly abort their kids, also kill already born babies. And so he started a group in 2000 that saved over 45,000 Chinese girls. And I could certainly vouch for him because even a member of my crew has adopted Chinese girls out of China and is well aware of the pioneering work of Pink Pagoda Girls, the group he founded, because they'll die if they're not adopted. You understand? They kill them. They kill them. Just amazing. And, of course, there's more people wanting to adopt kids every year in this country than there are even abortions. But they never tell the young women at Planned Parenthood, you know, there's Christian groups that will pay for your whole pregnancy, pay for your medical bill, and depending on the group, give you $20,000 to $50,000 after you have the baby for not killing it. You see those billboards up everywhere, abortion, you know, need alternatives. That's some of the Christian groups. And then they even try to get you a job afterwards. Wow. So you want to go have an abortion that doubles your chances of cervical and uterine cancer. I'm going off in the left field as I always do now. Major studies have shown per abortion. Or get paid to have the baby and not have it killed. Oh, but Planned Parenthood won't tell you that because their goal is to kill. Their eugenicist, Margaret Sanger. They want to, quote, kill the black weeds. They were founded for that, but moved on to everybody else, of course. But, oh, it doesn't matter. They can get somebody up on MSNBC saying we got to deal with the white crackers. So you get some street lingo going out there. Because, you know, you talk about getting the white crackers. That's cool. That's liberal. But, oh, hey, let's not chop up the babies. Shut up, racist. Okay, let's go to our guest, Pink Pagoda Girls, a founder, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D. Doc, recap the intel you've got, the other info. Tell people what we're facing here. You've got the floor.
Well, Alex, as you know, and I stated last week, the difficulty is that this is sounding more and more true. You know, I was a little doubtful myself. I have to be honest with you. But more and more of the evidence coming forward since we were putting it out to the public, and of course you've known this for quite a while. But it's just so scary what is happening, and as you see the march down the roadway to despotism. It is, to me, it's just mind-boggling. But, you know, this Army, senior Army officer, retired, who came forward and asked me if I would help him put the word out, he was quite frightful of what was going on in America and where things were going in terms of the fact that the military were now going to be asked to take action against the American public. And for doing what? For rioting? No, nothing like that. It had to do with a scenario of would you, in fact, fire on people who had been in possession of arms, had refused to allow confiscation of those arms or to lay down those arms, which was, you know, their right to hold under the Constitution, the Second Amendment. You're well aware of that. But now, would you as an officer order your troops to fire if the commander-in-chief, you know, who you have taken an oath to actually obey as commander, would you obey that order? So many have said no. I think it's going to come out fairly soon that many people are saying no. I've had so many phone calls, Alex, I got to tell you, between interviews and all of that, I've had so many people phoning me, current military and retired military, saying thank thank you. Thank you for bringing it up.
Well, we just want to thank you. Now, listen, have you talked to the retired, quote, military legend since he wanted you to warn people about this? Because, again, I can separately figure out who it is myself. I can separately, you know, research the information and know that it's already being set up. I mean, it's publicly being set up. Have you talked to that individual anymore?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. It was a very short conversation. He called me and just said thank you. And that was the extent of it. So if you're going into, did you ask him to come forward again? No, I didn't get that chance. In fact, all he wanted to do was say thank you. That's it.
So he just wanted you to get the info out, and he thinks he's going to be safe having you do it instead of him coming out.
Yes. Yeah, very much. He believes that what he's done is quite brilliant from what I know of this person and what we talked about, how it was going to come out and why me and everything. And to me, it seemed to be not as if he was a coward in any way. And people have said that, you know, and sent me messages, you know, that, he has to stand up. He has to come forward. Actually, no, he doesn't. Watch, Alex, where things go in the near future, and I think you'll appreciate that this man was right on with what he did. Let's face it, he was not a dull-witted somebody who was unable to strategize. Quite a brilliant man.
Sure. Now, expanding on that, I never implied he was a coward. I have seen some people say that, but after you were on last week, I began to think, actually, it makes sense because Smedley Butler, when he exposed the Nazi fascist plan working with the Bushes, Prescott Bush at the time, but he was just mid-level in it, and a bunch of other people to have a fascist takeover in the 30s, he went to Congress first, and then that's how they rolled it up. And I've been noticing now that, did you see former Senator Hagel say to Obama, you can't trust the military, you're not in control of the Pentagon, they're not doing what we say? Because I know the military over and over again has actually stopped some of these wars that a lot of people say would lead to World War III possibly. I mean, does that tie into what you're saying we should look for in the future?
Well, Alex, certainly people are getting it, aren't they? If this guy says, you know, this to Obama by way of warning, it's a good warning. And, you know, the military folks, I've had so many of the rank and file phone me up and say, you know what, we would never turn our guns. Are you kidding? If the officer said that to us, we'd turn them on them. And that's the message that's kind of going out there. Obama does not have the support of the military at all. He thinks he can command and control. But the man's living in la-la land.
Well, he certainly is. Dr. James Darrow, Ph.D., joins us from Toronto, Canada, right now, runs some of the largest English-speaking training schools in China, and has saved 45,000-plus little Chinese girls that would have been killed or used in medical experiments. I'm not kidding. It's very macabre. I want to talk some about how they kill those little girls before you leave us so we can, you know, put a human face on this and not just have it be a statistic. But I've had countless military. In fact, I could scrub the phone calls right now, but we're going to go to them later, so I'm not going to. And open the phones, but we'll do that after we take some of these calls, and say, military, call in. Are you being trained to take our guns? Are you being trained for killing Americans? And they'll call in and say, yes, indeed, we are. But again, I have the Army training manual. In fact, I'll pull it up here in a moment for radio and TV viewers. I mean, this is the new mission. And we're hearing now, oh, we got to have troops on the streets and all of this. But I only see that serving to wake up the police and military.
Oh, amen. That's exactly what's happening. That's the result. There's been a total miscalculation on the part of Obama and crew who don't have a military mindset. They don't understand what loyalty really is and the fact that the military are loyal to the American people. They really are. They believe in the role of being a protector to the American public. And they sworn an oath to the Constitution. But listen, who's behind the Constitution? It is we, the people. Nothing short of that. That's it. And so bottom line, these people are understanding it. There's a huge, as I said again, I'm going to say it, it's a huge miscalculation. And I mean, if there were people who had bad intent looking to control through the military the country, this would be certainly a way to march it toward that. But Mr. Obama has thought that he would be the one that would be able to have the loyalty of the troops. And I'm sorry, the troops are not stupid.
I want to find out if the retired military legend, the general, talked about false flags. Is he concerned, from his sources, about the globalists staging something so they would buy this?
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term store food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew?
calls coming up in the next segment. Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., is our guest, and he's relaying whistleblower information to us, which is obvious with all the movements out in front of us and the training that's going on. Continuing with talking to the military people that have been contacting you and other information, what else do you think is important to relay to people that we didn't talk about last week or that people aren't aware of this week? Because these reports that you're putting out, that I'm putting out, are really getting picked up online. People are paying attention to it, and people are really concerned. You know, there's not much we can do about corrupt politicians now or globalists selling us out, but look at all the bullets sold out in almost every place in the U.S. Look at 10 million guns a month being sold, previous record 5 million last year. I mean, the system better know people don't trust them anymore.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm glad you've given me the opportunity to do this. There is a warning, a real caution. When people ask me, you know, what is it that we can do to safeguard ourselves? Well, I'm going to warn you right now. Let me read something, too. And this is coming from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. This is what the counselors, psychiatrists, the doctors use to have a look at you as to whether you're crazy or not. I'm just throwing out a crazy word there, but there it is. And here's what I've put online. Get ready for the new onslaught of insight, we'll call it insight, from Obamacare, the new mental illness that will fight itself into DSM-5. Since the late 90s, DSM-4 has been that manual of diagnostics. So now we have a new one coming out in May. Well, we have a precursor here of what's going to be in it. Whatever it defines, it'll allow the government to lock you up for an indeterminate length of time, label you as something which will result in your inability to own or possess a firearm, and allow the police unlimited search and seizure of your domicile or your mode of conveyance. You'll not be allowed a security clearance, a driver's license, or a pilot's license. You'll not be allowed to serve in the military or law enforcement. You'll not be allowed to work in government service, schools, daycare centers, hospitals, or medical clinics. You'll be restricted in your movements and be forced by law to carry an implanted device on or in your person. You will be restricted in your ability to do financial transactions, to buy or sell goods or services. Now, my bottom line is this. You'll now know how a Jew felt under the Nazi regime. But here's how they're going to do it, Alex. In the manual, GSM-5, here's what we have, GSM-5. There's something called a general anxiety disorder, GAO. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to play doctor for a second here. Alex, when you knew you were going to have me on the program, were you a little bit anxious the first time because you really didn't know me?
Yes, I am always anxious when we're interviewing a new guest and vetting their information.
Okay, Alex, you've now given me authority to report on you because anxiety can be, at the extreme, a mental illness. And so now I've got to start writing out stuff. I'm going to lead you.
And they go on and say, do you ever get upset? Well, everybody gets angry. Well, that's mental illness.
Well, Alex, let me ask you something. Do you believe that a few thousand years ago there was a guy who was killed? He was murdered. He died. His body was buried. And then 3 days later, he was brought to life again. Do you believe that?
I believe that, and it was Janet Reno said on 60 Minutes that if you believe in Jesus Christ and that he's real and his second coming, you are mentally ill, and this has always been their plan. They're going to say we're mentally ill.
I'm going to take you through. I'm just going check down the list here, but do you believe that there is a spirit that inhabits you, and it enables you to get guidance from another unseen spirit?
Yes.
God, you do. I just put another check mark here. So there's a whole list of things that are going to be asked of you. All of it is to show that you are, in fact, incapable.
And by the way, you're not joking. And it's not just me that gets angry and stuff. Mainline people like Larry Pratt, they call him insane. And they say on the Democratic websites, you're insane. You shouldn't have guns. We're going to get your guns. You're insane because you don't want socialism. And it's all about how they control the narrative. They decide what is. This is part of their psychosis, is that they're in charge.
And you need to be institutionalized because you're non-compos mentis. You're not in charge of your faculties. It's obvious. You believe in some guy who dies and comes up, gets up out of the grave, and, you know, and you get a spirit guiding you? Hello? You know, it's lunacy. So that's how they're going to do this to you. All of it to take your guns.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Of course,
Does it sound like Nazi Germany, sir?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your tax. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
By the way, in health news, it's up on Infowars.com, the video, the interview, Dorian Yates, six-time Mr. Olympian, one of the most famous bodybuilders in history, I guess only next to Schwarzenegger. Even I know that. I don't even follow bodybuilding. Has come out against fluoride and talked about how deadly it is in the water supply. And that's good, because then people like that will get to the bodybuilders. And then famous soccer players have come out against fluoride. And then people wake up there, and then a teenage girl in Mississippi spends 3 years exposing a deadly, very toxic chemical in Gatorade, linked to all sorts of problems. cumulatively, and now Gatorade's pulling it out. I mean, there is an example of solutions. And the government is going to try to get more power. And then sometimes you're going to get real tyrants in charge that want to go for it all. And that's why we need to say, no, warrantless checkpoints aren't to keep us safe. It's to set up a police state. And now they're saying the warrantless checkpoints aren't for Al-Qaeda. Now they're for gun owners. And everything our guest was announcing, I had to really bite my tongue to not interrupt a bunch, about how we're going to have to wear ankle bracelets if we're found mentally ill, how they can just announce it now under these new federal edicts. They're saying, and the Soviets and the Nazis did this, Hitler, the first people they killed, had been grabbed and ordered mentally ill by psychiatrists. And just like in China, they said, oh, your kid's got a club foot, we're going to kill your two-year-old. They would take them into the doctor's office and then say, oh, they died of a heart attack. There's actually documentaries on this. They killed hundreds of thousands before they even started arresting political dissidents. And it's eugenics. It's like, why are we seeing the same thing? Because Hitler didn't get it from Germany. He got it from England and from the United States that developed modern eugenics. And then he took it to an extreme level and, quote, discredited it. So the Journal of Eugenics switched over to the Journal of Population and things like that. And I cover that in our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So important to see that. So important to show it to your church. Now, expanding here, and then we're going back to our guest. You know, beyond Tangy Tangerine and some of the other amazing things that have just basically every vitamin, mineral, trace element, huge amounts of vitamin C, huge amounts of the B vitamins, they did a big Clemson study that they've been doing for several years. You've got to go read this. It's up at InfoWars.com from Yahoo Finance, and we'll punch this up and post it on top of it. It's in the health section of InfoWars.com video. Pharmacist exposes deadly antidepressants, but then under that is the Yahoo Finance. International, AL International announces results of longevity clinical studies performed by Clemson University. Yahoo Finance, they took cancer cells from human cancer in the colon that's just exploding because of all the toxins and chemicals, and of course it mutates the cells, and the longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, they tested some of the others as well. You can go read the results in a scientific study. Went in and did not hurt the healthy cells and killed the unhealthy cancer cells. Now, the reason they knew when they did this, probably what was going to happen, is Linus Pauling got a Nobel Prize for this, folks. I don't know, was it 40 years ago? But it got suppressed. So they're just redoing these studies. But it is the best stuff out there. It's why I promote it. InfoWarsHealth.com. You can sign up and get free shipping there at InfoWarsHealth.com on the 400. It's 300 and something. They're adding a bunch more. It's over 400 of the best products out there. The Pollen Burst Plus, all of it. The essential oils, it's all there. The best stuff. I only promote the best. And your purchase then funds our radio show, the news operation, and what we're doing. InfoWarsHealth.com. If you have any questions or comments or want to order right there on the site at InfoWarsHealth.com, you can also call 888-789-9277. And when you call that number, we'll put it up on screen one more time, and I'll plug that for folks, 888-789-9277. If you want to sign up to be a new customer and sign up to be a distributor and to get discounts or just order the products, it's right there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Or to just be a distributor, InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, that said, look, I got calls all over the map, but our guests can obviously speak to any of these. But after these five or six callers, because the Genesis phone board only takes six callers. Ours can take 100 at a time. But as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. We're going to only open it for military who have been training for gun confiscation or military officers. I mean, it's majors and up that are getting this question, and I've confirmed it. But again, most of these guys say, no, I can confirm it. You know, look at this manual, look at that manual. In fact, I keep forgetting, when you guys type in Army Field Manual Gun Confiscation, because I want to give them the dash number and all that, and I forgot to do it during the break. We've written 20 articles or more on it, but I want to give that out again. People want to go look it up. But after we take these five or six calls that are on the phone board, that'll be your chance to call in 800-259-9231 for military or police are now training with them in gun confiscation. You've got all these drills that used to happen a few times a year, now thousands of times a year, checkpoints, helicopter assaults, Houston, Miami, Chicago, all this week. I sent the guys 2 years ago to Chicago where they practiced putting citizens in a sports stadium with foreign troops. And again, I've shot video where the Marines train to put Americans in these facilities. Now, it doesn't mean they'll get away with it. You're not supposed to get scared and run and hide under a bridge because of this. You're supposed to go, hey, this isn't morally right. No, no, no. If you cower, see, the globalists hope you just get scared and shut up and go along with them. I'm looking for men and women who will go, no, we're going to stand up against this. And I want to go back to our guest, Dr. Jim Garrow, who, again, has one of the largest chains of English-speaking teaching schools in China since 2000, saved over 45,000 little Chinese baby girls who would have been killed after birth, which they're now promoting here. The big bioethics journal last year, people didn't believe it when we published an article linked to them saying, let's kill kids up to age 3 even if they're healthy. It took 3 days for mainstream media to pick it up saying it couldn't be true. And they called. It was a real study put out in their journal. We're going to get to that coming up. And we're keeping a little bit in the next hour if we can do it. Because, again, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine was stuck in court. He apologized. We appreciate him. He's on tomorrow. Talk about the constitutional attacks that are going on and how to strike back against it. Dr. Jim Garrow is our guest right now. What about my point? Because I'm not a tough guy. But, you know, if tyranny's coming down on me, I know instinctively or in my spirit to say no and stand up against it. Now, if I can get out of the way, you know, short term, you know, sometimes I do try to back down. But it depends on, you know, what the gut level decision is. And I know giving into tyranny historically, intellectually, but also my gut tells me, my gut says you will not back down. In fact, it's the opposite. It's like I have absolutely no fear, which is like Ezekiel, you know, saying in the Bible, God, they're going to kill me, but it burns in my bones. I can't stop. I mean, it's the opposite of fear. It's not courage. I don't want to be thanked for what I do. I can't control myself. My whole gut, my spirit, my intellect, intellectually, it confirms it. You stand up to moves to intimidate you and set up checkpoints and secretly arrest people and NDAA and all this. You don't get scared. But so many people email me and write me and go, what you say is true, but I'm scared. I've got ulcers. I'm an officer in the Army. I don't know what to do. And I don't know about that spirit of fear. You know, good. Thank God we know. Thank God people have spoken up. Thank God this has come out. Thank God. What do you say to those that don't get this and think, oh, my gosh, what's the point of knowing this? It's so negative. Isn't it positive to know so that we can contend and wrestle with this evil?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I would do with those people who aren't willing to listen? You're not responsible for them. You're really not. You're responsible for your own belief system, and then you're responsible for your own family. So, you know, very much like planning for anything else in life, you plan for the survival of yourself and your family. That's what you've got to do. That's what we're looking at. We're not just, this isn't theory now. These people are moving, they're making moves forward that will take away your freedom. They take away the guns. Remember, the first thing that the Germans did was declare that Jews were not quite people. And then the first people to lose the right to own a gun were the Jews. And, of course, that made them the easiest to be rounded up. But let's be careful here again. The caution should be think, plan, figure out your escape route. Figure out what you will do when they come knocking on your door at night. Do you have somebody to back you up if that happens? Or are you just going to be a ready victim? They'll just march in your home and take you and your family, confiscate the guns and take you and your family away. Do you have a plan for that? That's what you need to do. Let's start planning. And, I mean, there are people out there who are accused of being, you know, the crazies, the tinfoil hat kind of people, and conspiracy theorists. Well, you know, conspiring together, that's what law is all about. We make a social contract. We conspire together to come up with laws and a way to handle and control society. Well, this is going beyond that, and now they're going to handle and control us. Now, what are you going to do about it? What is going to be your plan for your family? I think you need to look to that first and foremost responsibility and get it very clear. Have plans. Know what you're going to do. Know what you're going to do in the long term.
I agree with you, but my point is they won't get away with this if we simply challenge him. And, you know, folks have always said the archetypal image of the crazy guy is he's yelling. Well, we're yelling to get people out of their coma. Some people are smooth like you. Other people like myself get upset. I also sometimes am calm. But I've found I've been successful, not on purpose. I didn't do this on purpose, by being upset sometimes to get people out of their learned helplessness, out of their mass Stockholm syndrome, out of their normalcy bias. Because, I mean, things have gotten so crazy. I want to read this quote. But if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Because my uncle, about 15 years ago, I'm sitting across the coffee table from him. He's a big Bible scholar, probably listening right now, my mom's brother. Great guy, Vietnam vet, helicopter pilot, patriot, lived all over the world. And I said, you know, I can't help it when they death threaten me. I can't help it when they get in my face. I don't understand people that are afraid of the New World Order. I can't shut up. It's a burning. And then he quoted the scripture to me, which I'd never read. But, I mean, I just wish other people had the burning in their bones. I mean, I guess you're saying if someone's not called to fight evil, I guess that, I mean, you're saying just triage them?
No, I'm saying look to the first responsibility that you have, which is just to your family. Make a plan for them. But make sure that your plan is thorough, that you understand they will come when you least expect it. They're not going to come in broad daylight. They'll come at night when you're asleep. They'll bang on your door when you're least prepared to react properly. That's when this is going to start to happen. They've already, done the groundwork. They've got the evidence on you.
They did tests last year where Brandon Robin, all these Marines, honorably discharged officers, no criminal record, would mildly criticize Obama, and they would have the police come and mentally commit them. It's happened to a bunch of talk show hosts already last year.
Yeah, and look what they're saying. They're saying that anyone who's been a veteran, has been overseas, comes back, you're immediately suspect of being a terrorist or a terrorist threat. And what's that about?
You mentioned Hitler. Yeah. First, they went after a group who'd been demonized and unpopular, the Jews. But then they went after every group. You know, the famous quote of they went after the Jews. I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't stand up. They went after the Methodist. I wasn't a Methodist, I didn't stand up. I mean, by the end of it, the Nazis, my grandfather became an inventor because in Dallas growing up, he lived next door to a famous inventor who'd been involved inventing indoor refrigeration or taking those systems, indoor air conditioning. And this guy was a German immigrant since he was a little kid, but he spoke German. And my grandfather, you know, had a lot of German ancestors, so he spoke some German, Germans that came into Texas. So they became friends. He worked with him some. The Germans extorted, he told me this story when I was a little kid, all the money out of that guy before and then right up to World War II, threatening to kill his family, and the guy wasn't Jewish. So, I mean, people that say, oh, the Nazis, you know, didn't really do all this stuff, baloney. And I'm telling you, it's the same organized crime system that we're now seeing unfold. I mean, this is a great danger.
Oh, amen. And the fact that you've been cautioning people for years, to me, is like, wow. You've been thinking ahead. You know, you've been that's the problem, though. You're so far ahead of the curve of the reality of today. Like everyone's secure. We're snug as a bug in a rug. Things are working well. Society is great. We got power. We got water. We got gas in our car. We can go on holiday. We got money in the bank. We got a job. Yeah. Well, wait until all of it is cut off. What's your plan? That's what I keep coming back to. Like, we're not talking about what my officer friend cautioned beyond, but basically where he went with the whole scenario was, what will the public do when they finally pull the plug on everything?
And that's the deal. They're derating the banks. They're derating the country. They're saying we're going to go double the debt to our GDP. They're doing it on purpose to make us dependent. And what will happen when they drop the hammer? I guess they're going to say, do what you're told or starve to death. And I want people to know, when the globalists take down America, it's not going to be creeping anymore. They're gearing up for an all-out assault.
And blitzkrieg. Yeah. Blitzkrieg.
Absolutely. A lightning war. I mean, it's incredible against us. And, man, I tell you, folks, don't be afraid. Speak out now. I believe it's going to backfire. And they may back off. Here's the problem. They've committed to an economic collapse they may not be able to stop. But I see every sign they're trying to just accelerate the collapse while posing as the savior.
Alex, you're absolutely right. The signs that I'm getting and the word that I'm getting back is that when I was told this that last Monday morning, that since we put it into the public view, look at the things that have happened. bang, all of a sudden we've got, well, you know better what's going on. I don't know the list of things that are going on, but things are accelerating. I think what we've helped to do is push them through fear and the purchase of guns and ammo. That's the big thing that they weren't counting on. They didn't count that the American public would go in that direction. You know, what they were hoping for was that everyone would just, you know, everything business as usual. You know, it's only the government doing this, doing that. Obama, you know, the kindly father, the great smile. That he's not evil. He's not going to do anything to us. This is all for our good. Sounds very much like how Hitler was viewed as well. The night that's coming, and I keep saying it's night because actually Scripture talks about a night. It's not when you're ready for it. It's at night that they're going to come and this is all going to happen. It's in that night when you will need to be prepared. So what are you doing to protect your own family? What are you doing to network your neighborhood so that there is a group of people to protect one another? Because remember something, it's overwhelming force that they're being taught to use. Overwhelming force. What happened at Waco? And I bring up Waco as an example because here was overwhelming force. And in the end, they just brutalized and murdered all those women and children.
And then the military posed with the skulls. They were very, very proud of the work they'd done when they could have arrested Koresh. In town, who went into town every day and had a business in town. We're going to come back and take calls. Can you stay with us 20 minutes the next hour?
Yes, sir.
All right, that way we can get through these calls and open it up for military officers who'd like to call in and talk about this. Have you been told, you know, will you fire on American citizens? I mean, we know it was in 29 Palm survey. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now here's the best part. Every year we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
cards work is they just ease you into it. But the general population out there inside this giant re-education camp that has become America need to ask themselves, do you want to be slaves under this? Now, again, we got a bunch of calls for our guests. They'll be all over the map. Some of them were holding before he got on with us. But then as each person hangs up, we're only taking calls in the next hour of military and police. In fact, we put the Army manual back up on screen if you haven't taken it down. I want to give people the 2010 Army manual, internment and resettlement operations, how to scan your Social Security number, how to put the children in one area of the camp, how to confiscate the guns, how to lock down U.S. cities, 3-39.40, internment resettlement operations. So there's more proof of what our guest is saying. Or the Army Times admits it, Brigade Homeland, Police Chief Summit that they had Jan Napolitano at, said the new threat isn't Al-Qaeda, just this week, but Monday. The new threat is returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, and libertarians. We are violent radical extremists because we know that globalists have taken the country over. And again, our guest is Dr. Jim Garrow. Let's go to Diane, then we'll go to Jeannie and others. Diane, you want to talk about martial law? Go ahead.
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, I think I'm in good company. I guess I'm mentally ill because I believe there's an evil plan. But I'm not going to get in fear. It's going to be scary, but I've read the book and I know how it ends. It's going to be good. I was wondering if you could confirm on one of these sites you've had on before, it's news.com, that there was evidently a truck pulled over that they found the martial law signs in the truck in Houston. And then I've been reading more and more articles. I'm trying to keep moving for you. I've been reading more and more articles about martial law just being inflicted in the home, where when we finally run out of food and supplies, we'll come out and submit. And I was wondering what you thought about that. I have an uncle that's retired from the Air Force that thinks we're total crackpots, that there will not even be a problem with the economy or anything against our guns for 10 or 20 more years. And he just retired in the last 6 years. And
notice people that are delusional think it's all going to happen after they die. It's always, and see, it's the old timers that held all this back. And see, that's the paradox. Patriots hold it back, but still we're sliding. So we slowed it down. And then as everything starts to happen, like we said, oh, well, it's supposed to be worse than this as we battle to win the war against these people. I mean, it's such a mind game that's been played. But no, unfortunately, that martial law sign thing I've been hearing for 17 years. It's a proverbial deal. They're not going to call it martial law. It's going to be called civil emergency. And they're already, look, it's martial law when the TSA sticks their hands down your pants. It's martial law when the police have checkpoints in your town. It's martial law when the TSA is down on Lamar right now running checkpoints, searching people without warrants in Austin where I live. It's martial law when the military does drill in cities every day. I want to go back to our guest. Thank you for the call, ma'am. What about her point about martial law? We're always looking for martial law, martial law. If there is a big martial law, it's, what about false flags? I asked that question earlier. You never got to it. What about Obama staging things?
Well, you know, and by the way, I didn't hear any of the caller's words at all.
They're, I'm sorry.
I was cut off. But in terms of what he does, let's face it, I think I said this before, he's an incrementalist. That's what he does. It's by small increments that he sees what he can get away with and continues to go further and further and further at every turn. So in terms of martial law, remember, he's looking for a crisis, and then he will, as they said, we will manage the crisis. So the management of that crisis may be that you lose your freedoms totally. Right now.
Taylor, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. I want to hear more on this false flag or using crises. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.